It is my special honor to introduce Professor Weber to you. Professor Weber is a professor at the Frankfurt University of Comparative Religion. He is an old professor, that means he has really taught for all his life. But the Frankfurt University was so attached to him that when he wanted to retire, they requested him to continue teaching. This is a rare honor. He's a personal friend of myself and stays with us, I believe, for 3 days. And I'd like to request him to address you, because see, when a real professor speaks to us and says, use this opportunity wisely, it does something to us. It is very good. So I will request Professor Weber to come here. Maybe you can give him...
My dear old friend, Sachin Nandana Swami, you know, since 84, I think some have not been born even then. It was a meeting because my wife and myself, we want to go with my daughter to India, to Vrindavan. And he was the man who sent us there. So we stayed in the temple, and behind the temple, there was the ashram of some monks, and I had good connections with them. But on the other side, the right and the left side behind the temple, there was a meeting of women. And because I'm a scholar in comparative religion, I'm very interested in Indian religion, particularly in Gaudiya Vaishnava religion. So I asked them, what are you doing here? Oh, we are singing, we are a kirtan group. We are singing the holy name. Then I said, and what is the sense and the use of this? Then I said, then we are in paradise. And I said, so you are now in paradise? Yes. And that's enough, not more. Singing the holy name together in a group means to be in paradise. And what is beyond paradise? Only the hell. So in this time we are living, you call it Kali Yuga, no? Kali Yuga. We are not rishis, we are not the great powerful men and women. No, we have only the chance to sing the holy name. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the great theologian of this holy name. We have just done a seminar in Frankfurt University where we discussed the theology of the holy name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this is so important. Yes, to study Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was living in the world, who was a very important judge and administrator. Nevertheless, he knew that all these activities in the secular world will not answer the basic question of human existence. We have to do this. This is the law of the Lord. But it is not the ground of our existence. But how to come to the ground of our existence, doing a lot of moral works, but this is, we have to do. No, we have to sing the holy names. Nothing else. And we should not so arrogant to think that we are powerful to control the Lord Krishna. But on the other side, he says, I will give you all the grace, as you said, without unconditional, you said unconditional, and this is the most important, that we can believe and trust in Krishna, that he will accept us unconditionally. So arrogance is not possible in the face of the Lord. If we are arrogant, then he will laugh about us and will us be reincarnated all the time. But if we, as Lord Chaitanya said, even if I am reincarnating all the time, I am not interested in this. What I want is only to be in bhakti. Because to be in bhakti, that is paradise. And we know from these ladies in Vrindavan, behind the Hare Krishna temple, that the paradise is when we sing together the holy name of the Lord. Thank you.
I couldn't be more stronger in my statements than Professor Weber. He was, of course, reminding us of the verse which we always say, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Eva. Kalo nasveva, 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 gatiya namita. In this age of Kali, this really is the way, and we have no other alternative. Very strong preaching by our professor. Thank you very much. You have made our heart very happy. Good. So, how we will proceed has been told to you by Manu. The program tomorrow starts quite early here at 4:30, is it?
For those who come
tomorrow. For those? Yes. It's not compulsory, but I just wanted to mention the Aratik starts at 4:30, but you may want to arrive here and first settle. We expect you, however, at 7:45. Please be there at that time when the Ketan course starts with its first discovery lecture, and then you will hear further announcements by Manu and the Radhadesh staff, who will tell you how we continue. When you go to bed, please take a moment before brother sleep comes and takes you away to think a little bit about your purpose, why you are here. That will help you a lot in using your time wisely. We will now start with what we do every evening from I have to look, 8:30 to 9:30, is this correct?
Normally 8:15 to 9:15.
8:15 to 9:15. We will sing kirtan together. That's a very nice, that's part of the kirtan course, really. This evening kirtan, sankirtan together, sitting like the widows, the women in Vrindavan, the monks of Vrindavan, together and chant the holy name. That's very, very powerful. It's not by theory, but by practice where you can taste something of the holy name. So I will not I will stop here and we will start immediately. Please stay here, or if you need to do take care of yourself, please return for this 45 minutes of singing together. Thank you. All the best for your kirtan course. I will pray this evening that every one of you will get what they have come and much, much more. Get what they have come for and much, much more, the unconditional mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.